Hey, good evening, everybody, and welcome to The Call.
Yep, welcome to The Call. This is part of the Robert Schuller Ministries, a church with no walls. I'm Donna Schuller, and that's Robert Schuller.
Yep.
And we are in our 12th year of doing this call, no matter where
Amazing.
We are in the world, on the 15th of the month at 6 p.m. Pacific time. We've been in some pretty wild places, and I do mean wild jungles, over the last almost 12 years.
In the middle of nowhere.
Exactly. We've just been all over the place, but it's an important night. And more often than not, we have interviewed incredibly interesting guests. And tonight is no different. And as usual, we'll start with a prayer and then we'll read scripture and have a couple announcements. What do you want to do first?
Well, first of all, I want to say that we're going to be talking about protecting our children.
Right.
Our children are really volatile at this time. Specifically in California and maybe and perhaps other blue states. I know that Florida is an exception. I think our kids are pretty safe there. But anyway, we're going to be talking about that a little bit later.
And in our case, it's our grandchildren
because
our kids are grown. But you know, we're very concerned for our grandchildren.
Well, that's what I mean by our kids.
We mean all children. I know.
Yeah.
That. Yes.
Okay. Just
in case people thought we had little kids.
Yeah, exactly. We've been there, done that, four
exactly.
of them. And so it's exciting to be able to watch our grandkids now grow and communicate with them.
And we want to keep them safe. We want to help
Absolutely.
Our kids keep them safe from all kinds of things that are going on in our nation, in our specifically in like Robert said, in California. But before we get to that and talking to our guest who is at the forefront of, she is very, very active professionally in keeping children safe. And that's what she's made her whole life about. She's actually got three little children. So she's feeding them dinner, getting them settled down, and probably passing them off to her husband so she can talk to us in a little while. I told her we'd call her in about, I don't know, 6:15.
Well, when she gets on, we'll
Yeah, we'll be able to see
her
when she comes in, but you'll really enjoy her. And she actually is our youngest daughter's age. So she's a busy, busy mama, and she's a mama bear. She's protecting the kids. And anyway, I'll tell you a little bit more. She's an accomplished young woman. So we're honored to have her on. We'll introduce her in a little while. Do you want to open with prayer? Do you want me to pray?
Yeah, absolutely.
Go right ahead.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this night where we can gather together in your name and realize that you are in control and we are your children. So it is to you that we come and we seek for our protection, not our government. It's to you that we go and we find our strength and our peace, and not some institution or NGO, but it is you who fills us with the power, the presence, and the peace to be able to realize that we can do all things with you. And so we thank you, Lord, and we praise your name always and forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You've got some scripture to read.
Yeah, I definitely have a scripture to read. I'm going to read from Psalm 46, and I'm going to read a few verses from this that really are appropriate for us and work with us. So hear these words. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. God utters his voice. The earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolation on the earth. He makes wars seek to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah. So he is our God. He is our fortress. He is our strength.
He is.
Yep.
Absolutely.
So, announcements.
Well, yes. The biggest announcement is tomorrow morning at 6:30 a.m. I start the Fearless Minute, which is just, they're going to be 1 minute programs, if you will, on Instagram. My Instagram handle is The Fearless Minute. If you click on that, if you're on Instagram, if you're not on Instagram, you're going to want to get it because I have different themes Monday through Friday. I'm starting on Friday. I thought it was appropriate I started on Friday because Fridays are Fearless Friday. So I'll be talking about fearlessness. Again, it's just a 1 minute snippet of just some info I'm going to pass on to all of you. And hopefully I'll get people on there and they'll want to order my book because I wrote a book called Fearless Women. Yep. And the Fearless Women people that bought my book want to listen to the Fearless Minute. And so Fearless Friday, then Mondays will be Miracle Monday. Tuesday is tips, as in T-I-P-S on Tuesday. And I mean, I'm going to be giving you all kinds of health tips, body, mind, soul, spirit, but some physical health tips because I'm actually a nutritionist by trade. Wisdom Wednesdays, I'll be sharing some of, you know, I've been around for a few years now.
Yeah,
so I've got some wise, not just wise cracks, but white wisdom information to pass on Wednesdays. And Thursdays is really important because it is thankful Thursdays. So we'll be talking about gratitude on Thursdays. And again, these are 1 minute only. So go on Instagram, find me, The Fearless Minute. It's all one word pushed together. The Fearless Minute. You'll recognize my face. And it says Donna Schuler. My name is in there too. So follow it and then you'll get the updates and you'll be able to see my videos. And in between the videos, I'll be posting quotes out of some of my books and other quotes that, I don't know, we just come up with quotes in our life, right? Things that we like. So thank you for that. And let's see. Oh, I see our guest is there. So if she's ready, we can want me to read a little bit about her?
Yeah. Well,
what do you want to do? You go ahead.
Well, first of all, I want to let people know that this is our ministry. And as a part of our ministry, what we do is we collect offerings. That's how we are able to continue to do this. And so if you want to support this ministry, we encourage you to go to our website.
And hopefully you're watching on our website right now because we get censored a lot.
Yeah.
Tonight might be no exception, but and that's okay. We're doing something right.
So if you go to our website, you'll see our giving platform, and I've put up a screenshot here so you can see our QR codes, one for Venmo and another one for our
giving
platform. You also see our address on this that I've thrown up here, Robert Schuler Ministries, 26 Kenyon Island Drive, Newport Beach, California. And so you can use any one of those ways to give.
So here's the thing.
And support our ministry.
The people that are listening through podcast only, because this gets posted on our podcast, they won't be able to see this. So our website address is drschuler.org. I'm going to spell that out because closed captioning messes it up, but it's drschuller.org or robertschulerministries.org. Takes you to the same homepage and you'll find a little button that says, I'd like to give. And if you scroll all the way to the bottom of the homepage, you'll see our address. Like Robert just said, our mailing address is 26 Canyon Island Drive, Newport Beach, California, 92660. And you know what? God will always bless you for what you feel called in your heart to give. And if you don't give to this Christian ministry, please give to a Christian ministry, a church that is encouraging you to, of course, study the Bible, to love Jesus Christ and accept Him as their Lord and Savior. But what's more important, most important, not more important, but really important, excuse me, I've got Robert's cough now. He had it for a while, but I
still
feel fine.
Have it. A bit.
Well, anyway, so and also blame it on the dry weather or whatever.
Exactly.
But anyway, this is very important. If you're going to a church that is ignoring what's going on in society, that's ignoring what's going on in the world, in your local communities, in California, like we already said, we're going to talk about this evening on protecting our kids in California. If your pastor isn't saying anything, you need to talk to your pastor. You need to find out what's going on. And if you know what's going on, Yes, you want to hear all about the Bible, but Robert every Sunday ties the biblical message into a current event that people need to know about. And we're talking about one of those tonight. So just make sure that whoever you support is telling the truth, that isn't sticking their head in the sand and ignoring what's going on. Because if churches don't speak up, shame on them. Nobody's speaking up, because the church is the seat of, it's supposed to be the seat of honesty and responsibility and dissemination of truth. So I was really kind of passionate about
you
that tonight.
Did.
I mean it. In case you're wondering, I mean
good.
It.
Good. I like it. Yeah. I like it. So introduce our guest.
I would love to. Nicole C. Pearson. Her personal background, I'm going to tell you a little bit about her. The one thing that's always mattered most to Nicole is how they feel, what they need, and how she can help them. As a young girl, this meant organizing donation drives, initiating recycling programs, co-founding the nonprofit organizations, mentoring inner city teens, and coaching up and coming young advocates. In law school, Nicole discovered her love of the law while studying the Constitution, and she lovingly became the girl who cried about the First Amendment. I love that, Nicole. Because dictators have a right to nonviolent, irreproachable, non-profane free speech too. And she channeled that passion into studying law that supported these principles and freedoms. Nicole's appreciation for this country and its founding principles came from her abuelita.
Her abuelita.
Abuelita. Who escaped fascism and ultimately immigrated from Argentina to the United States after losing it all in order to build a better, safer life for her children. So a little bit about her professional career. She graduated from UCLA with honors, and she graduated from Loyola Law School as a scholar and moot court champion, began representing businesses and employers throughout the world. Quickly, however, she realized that advocating for voiceless employees was her actual calling. Therefore, using her experience defending employers, she harnessed her desire to advocate for those in need and launched the Law Office of Nicole C. Pearson in 2015. In 2021, she pivoted her law office. To what happened in 20 and 2021, right? She pivoted it to rise up against the coordinated assault by politicians, special interest groups, and private entities emboldened by the government on our and our children's individual liberties. Since that time, her firm has been at the forefront of the fight to defend basic principles of limited government, checks and balances, and personal autonomy necessary for a free and healthy society. Nicole's career has been marked by a passion for facts, law, truth, and justice, a zeal for tackling and winning legal challenges, and an insatiable drive to protect the vulnerable. Tonight, she's going to talk about the kids. Her broad legal experience. Yeah, they are very vulnerable. Her broad legal experience encompasses employment discrimination, race, religion, pregnancy, disability, marital status, and leave, harassment, retaliation, and wrongful termination, civil rights violations, Title VII of the Civil Rights Act, Americans with Disabilities Act, UNRRA, and constitutional issues. She has personally taken these claims through every stage of litigation and practices before state and federal courts, including the Central District of our state, California. And she's married and has three young children. So she does a little bit of everything, and she does it well. So hi, Nicole, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I gotta shorten up that bio.
Oh, I know, you know what? It's okay.
It went on, didn't it? Yeah.
Listening to it, I'm like,
why did you say all this?
Well, you gave us the expanded version.
No, I had it. Okay. Yeah. I had it for when she was with my women.
So do you do that for the women's group too?
I did. I read that. Yeah.
Well, so people get an idea of what you're all about.
But yeah, it's important.
But specifically, what we want to talk about is what you're doing to protect our kids and your kids. And because my understanding is that the school systems in the state of California can basically do whatever they want with our kids and not tell the parents what's going on. Is that true?
That is true. It's not what the law says or what the Constitution says or what over 100 years of U.S. Supreme Court precedent says. So it's absolutely illegal and unconstitutional and a violation, not just of the law, but of your fundamental constitutionally protected rights. But they do it anyways. We have to be honest with ourselves that as a society over the last 10, 20, 30, 40 years, we have contracted out our rights, or excuse me, not our rights, but our duties as parents and guardians of children to the state. I mean, it's basically an undercover socialism. So they give you what they claim to be free resources and tools and programs and systems. But really what you are doing is you are sacrificing your children, putting your rights on the chopping block, at the expense of for the greater good, right? So nothing in life is for free, and certainly not when it comes to the government. You are selling your children, their safety, their brains and their hearts and their spirits and their souls, and then your rights as parents in exchange for this free indoctrination by the government.
So one of the things that I am concerned about is the grooming of our children, specifically in the whole idea of transgender.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with what the state is doing?
I'm actually very familiar. There's a part in my bio that I actually haven't included. I would just say to everyone just starting out this conversation, that wherever you are in your life, you are exactly perfectly where you are supposed to be to get into this fight. You have whatever tools, education, resources, experiences. You have kids, you don't have kids. You have a degree, you don't have a degree. You can hop into this fight at any point in time. And I say that because you said something that I'll get to answer to your question about trans children. I worked for a mid-sized firm. I quit that job. I hated that job. I was recruited to a large, very prestigious boutique firm in Century City, LA. And within 6 months, I quit that job because their values did not align with mine at all. They were taking advantage of clients and billing the clients because there's that conflict of interest. If you're an attorney who gets paid by the hour doing work, you are always going to want to create more work for yourself to build, continue to bill by the hour. So I quit. And I felt like the biggest loser, but it wasn't where my heart was. And I'm Latin. My mom is an immigrant.
So you
and,
felt like a loser because you wanted to quit?
Because I just felt like a failure. You get sold, and we can talk. It's actually more to your first question. You get this sold, this bill of goods as a woman, but even as an American, that you have to live this certain lifestyle at this certain standard. Of course, the only way you can do that is by getting a higher education, by taking out loans given to you by the government that you pay for with more government loans that you can't consolidate, you can't forbear on. You certainly can't bankrupt them. You know, where my family comes from, the better grades you get, the more education you get for free. So you are incentivized to do well and to study and work hard because then you get a free education. Of course, here in the United States, it's completely flipped on its head. But my point is that my heart wasn't there. And then Donna's point earlier with my background, I had done a lot of pro bono immigration work, and immigration has a lot to do with human trafficking. People right now are hyper-focused on child sex trafficking. It is an issue, it exists. We could do an entire episode on the horrors of child sex trafficking. There is also trafficking of adults and children for body parts, for blood, for organs, and for labor, and for soldiers, for wartime. So, but a majority of human trafficking is actually labor trafficking. And so my point is when I quit and felt like a big loser, I went and pursued my passion, which was to help these individuals caught in human trafficking through my law degree with my Spanish and my Italian, and I could just go help these individuals. All of this to be said, and I'm actually having a guest tomorrow on my show, what is happening with the trans agenda is this. It's very multifaceted, but in my opinion, as an expert having all of these experiences, is that it's human trafficking. So LGBTQ children are already twice as lucky, or like lucky, excuse me, likely to be trafficked. The trans children in that demographic are even twice as more likely to be trafficked as well. Whether that traffic is sex trafficking, organ harvesting, blood labor, that is one of the facets. And we have seen repeatedly the government creates a problem, like we see in public schools, which is a government system. They're indoctrinating your children, putting bad ideas in their head, putting counselors in there to have inappropriate conversations with them, ask them inappropriate questions to drive a wedge between you and your child. Give them a community. So now here they create a problem. They alienate their child from you. If you've seen a lot of the comments from children right now, they talk about how their parents, their religious parents, indoctrinated and brainwashed them. So they've taken the narrative, flipped it on its head, and now accused us as religious loving parents with traditional conservative values as indoctrinating and brainwashing them, drive a wedge, alienate them so they can isolate them. And then the government comes and gives them a solution, which is a rainbow home, a sparkle home. And in these homes where these children have just had their entire reality, their entire identity shattered, their family just totally annihilated by this counselor, they don't know who they are. They don't know. And by the way, they're 11 years old, 12 years old, 13 years old. They're already having identity issues on top of it. So they're doing it on purpose to take the kids away. Another purpose is, you know, the trans medical industrial complex, if you can even call it that. It's an experimental, human experimental complex. Each person that goes down that route generates about $1 million for the gender affirming care industry every 10 years. So if you have a 10-year-old who lives till he's 80, that's at least $7 million. Because that is a lifelong thing, as is detransitioning, is a lifelong process. So these are it's money, control, power, depopulation game, population control. And I wholeheartedly believe that based on all of my experience, as varied and disappointing as it may have been at that time. Now I realize why I went through everything that I did. And this is what I bring to you today.
So what you're promoting and right now is a bill in
that initiative.
Initiative?
Well, she'll take it, right?
Yeah, tell us about your initiative because we want parents to be informed, and I think the schools are trying to prevent that.
Absolutely. So we already know that that's happening because we already have stories and lawsuits that are out there. Harmeet Dhillon has already brought a lawsuit, a successful lawsuit. She settled it for a mom whose 11-year-old was transitioned, that the school attempted to transition her daughter behind their back. It's Sparkles, I believe is the name of the school district. We already have Abigail Martinez, whose daughter Yaeli they started to transition her in a secret club at school. She had a secret shadow profile at school. And so again, we're talking about already this very tumultuous time for children. Could you imagine you have a whole life identity and life at school, and then you go home and you have to lie to your parents. And then you know that you're complicit with adults who are supposed to be good upstanding citizens, your teachers and your counselors and your principals, and then they're telling you to lie to you. I mean, the whole thing, of course, no wonder our children are depressed, anxious, suicidal, like the whole thing. We've flipped everything on its head. Schools are doing this already. We see the cases. Abigail Martinez's daughter, they took her away from her once she found out about the transitioning. She said, my daughter is manic depressive. I need to take her to a therapist to get therapy. I don't need to give her gender puberty blockers. Sex hormones.
That's the first step, right?
Of course. And so then what do? They said, you are not supportive of your daughter's emotional and mental well-being. You're actually emotionally and mentally abusive. And so they took her away. CBS took her away. When they took her to the foster care home, they continued to therapize her, got her hormones. Yaeli was ultimately cleared of her charges 3 years later, Abigail, her mother. But when that happened, she had so much confusion and pain. And can you imagine the pain she knew that she inflicted on her mother? Mm-hmm. She knelt before a train. She killed herself. It's horrible. And these things are happening. Myself and Erin Friday is another attorney. Her daughter, they tried to transition her as well. She was luckily enough, she's a lawyer. Very aggressive lawyer, very smart lawyer. She quit working And that's the kind of battle that you're up against to save her daughter. So we know what's happening.
She moved out of the state, didn't she?
And this is in California. Is that what you asked? I'm sorry.
Yes, but she moved out of the state.
She continues to live here, but she had to pull her daughter out. She pulled her out of school. But that's a really important point to make, because most of us are not attorneys. And most of us are not super aggressive, very smart attorneys who have the resources to fight the state. Mm-hmm. When we look, and my firm Facts Law Truth Justice fought LAUSD, if you look at the demographics of that school district, we're talking about predominantly minority immigrant communities, English ESL, English second language communities living at or below the poverty line. They work two or three jobs. They don't know what's going on. They don't have time to go to the teacher meetings. They don't have time to go to the PTA meetings. They certainly don't have time to go to school board meetings that are at 2 p.m. and then get changed. And then they pull the agenda, and then they change the agenda. So they're targeting these communities. And those are the ones that are, you'll see again in the statistics, these are the communities that are suffering the most.
Unbelievable. So I've been collecting signatures on this initiative.
Sorry. Yeah.
Tell us
solution to the problem.
Tell us a little bit about it. And I, by the way, I had an experience of, I should have mailed in another. I mailed in one sheet. I had two on one sheet from last Sunday, brought it to the women's group today, and one person messed up the whole sheet.
Oh no, that's actually a good anecdote. And I hadn't thought about that.
She drew out of the lines, right?
She drew out of the lines, so then she wrote her name again, and then she wrote it again. I'm just like,
Oh gosh. Well, I'll get you the petition. I have 5,000.
I just keep copying them off. I'll bring some more to church, and I know who the lady is. It has to.
Yeah, and I have more. I have 5,000 in my trunk for you, so I can bring you more. But this is happening.
About this, though, how important this is, because all of these things are presently legal in our state. It's unbelievable.
Well, not only is it legal, it's taking place. It's happening.
Yeah, it's happening.
Yeah, right? It's actually not legal, but it's happening.
But it's happening.
And it's the same thing as with the COVID mandate.
Not illegal. I mean, they're not getting charged and
yes. Produced. Yes. And it's the same thing that happened with COVID. We're like, this is illegal. You cannot force people to take an experimental drug in order to work or to travel or get medical care or go to school. And we told people was like, do not comply. Just say no. And this is the same thing. Schools absolutely do not have the right to have inappropriate conversations with your child. Ask them inappropriate things. Ask them what gender they are, what your family life. You can opt into those surveys under the education code, but they are not allowed to have these conversations with your kids. And they're not allowed to, they are supposed to give them age appropriate materials. So we have that. And also biological men should not be in girls' bathrooms, and biological women should not be in men's bathrooms, because people think that these pedophile men come into little girls' bathrooms and assault them. And they do. But what also happens is these girls who are confused and want to be a boy go into the boys' restroom or the locker room pretending they're a boy, and they get assaulted in there too. So our bill is really trying to encompass all of these, or excuse me, this ballot initiative, Robert, this ballot initiative,
is
going to do three things, which is ban the sterilization and mutilation of children. So that's gender affirming care. It really sterilizes and mutilates children. So anybody over 18 can mutilate and sterilize themselves, but no children. If you're a medical provider who provides that, you'll get investigated and hopefully your license revoked.
And again, behind parents' back.
Right.
Behind their parents' back.
Well, you know what, Donna, what we see is that Munchausen syndrome, right? Where you have the mom, the woke mom, who wants the badge of honor that her child's transgender and that she's giving the hormones. So it'll actually, it will become a law that no one, whether you're a parent, a guardian, a doctor or nurse, can give that child gender affirming care. So it will also prevent these crazy people from taking their children. Because if you have the parents' consent, they can get the treatment. But we want to say, those parents clearly need mental health issues or have mental health issues. So we're going to bar it in California. We're going to return, because this is legal right now. If you identify as the gender, you get to go in the bathroom that you want. So we're going to repeal the California law that is gender-based safe spaces. We'll go back to sex-based. That's the XX chromosome with large gametes and XY chromosomes with small gametes. You must go into the safe space that your genetic makeup dictates. And then the last thing that this bill will do is it will require schools to tell parents when their child is suffering from mental health issues, including but not limited to gender confusion, because your child is a child that is gender confused has, we already know the studies are actually already out there that they are typically suffering from ADD, ADHD, bipolar disorders, personality disorders, depression, anxiety caused by the government, especially over the last 4 years because of COVID. But in addition to that, so we're going to ensure that parents are notified so they can step in and give their children the medical attention that they actually need.
What a novel idea. And I think it's important to point out that this is not a partisan issue. I think you said 83% of all Californians believe this should be.
Well, it shouldn't be a partisan issue. But
it's not. But everything is, you know, everything has in the last four or five years, everything has been, if you're left, you believe this. If you're right, you believe this. But this is actually, and it's, I'm actually grateful things have gotten so bad and California has gotten so extreme because I think it's activated people across the board. And if you go to protectkidsca.com, that's protectkidsca.com, on the main page, at the bottom of the page, we have these charts. So there were three separate polls. We had nothing to do with these polls. Rasmussen, Gallup was another poll, and Harvard Jarvis. They did their own independent polls and they found 68% of support, Republican, Democrat, independent, and other support. Let me just
if
see.
If you hold
support.
That up, well, we can
oh, see. Sure.
Yeah, just hold it up there. Can you talk about it while, oh, it's in
mirror image. Course.
Yeah, 68, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So this is about schools notifying parents is 68%. 64% is returning to sex-based sports and safe spaces. And over 75% will prevent the gender-affirming care for children. This is on our website. I also have these. I'll leave them. I'll give them to Donna and to Robert to have at their services so you can pick it up along with the petitions. But when we get this on the ballot, these will become laws. People are tired of them coming after the children. They are wiping out an entire generation of children, and people, we're done with it.
So will it stop the drag queen shows in kindergarten?
Well, our goal would be, I'm trying to think under which one this would fall under. The drag queen story hours are typically at public school, or not public schools, but at public libraries. Mm-hmm. Most of these are focusing on schools. Yeah. So, and then the gender-affirming care, but that doesn't mean that we can't try and we can't go. We've stopped quite a few of those. So we can go together to the next one.
Okay.
And also what we could do is a counter Christian conservative story hour. And that's the real way that we really shine a light on the inequity and the hypocrisy of what's happening in society today is when we go try to have a Christian conservative story hour. Then when you see the outrage to that, or that's not even allowed, then people begin to understand this is not about everyone having an equal voice. This is about one specific agenda getting the spotlight.
It's a spiritual battle of good versus evil.
Absolutely.
And you see that when you try to create the good, and there are people who prevent that or want to prevent it.
Well,
totally agree.
What you're doing is just above and beyond. I mean, I said earlier that, you know, that our guest has a full, you have a family, you have a baby still. Your baby's
back there.
Your baby's how young?
He's 10 months old. He's sweet little baby. Yeah.
Old. And then your other two are
7 and 5.
7 and 5. So, and she's married, so and she has. Piper. Yeah. Yeah. We have a 10-month old granddaughter.
You do.
Yeah. Our son's youngest.
But you have to fight. And as I was saying earlier, my kids, when I started fighting, they weren't even in school. My first lawsuit was against the second biggest school district in the entire country. I went out by myself. I was like, I'm stopping this. I'm not going to win. I'm going to get totally annihilated, but I'm going to go and I'm going to throw sand in those gears and I'm going to be a thorn in their side. And that's exactly what we did. We, you know, never got that win. After 2 years, the judge was like, oh, they withdrew their requirement after 2 years. Yeah, this case is moot. You didn't win. This case is moot. And we're like, oh my goodness, of course they did.
We totally won.
Yeah. We pushed back enforcement. They never enforced. They enforced one date for athletes, but the rest of the dates, because they had tiered, never happened. 600,000 kids, you know, we saved them and ultimately we prevailed. But my point in saying that is that I didn't have kids. I didn't live in LA. I did not have children in the district, but you have to stand in truth, especially when people are trying to attack that. And they do it on purpose because he who controls the language controls the masses. They are trying to confuse us and pit us against each other with basic definitions. Like, what is a woman? Like, please stop. Like, just stop. So you have to speak up. You cannot continue to go along with lies. You cannot continue, pastors who are watching this, to pretend that separation of church and state means that is
no.
Matthew 18, 6 through or 5 through 6. You know, woe is he who does harm to my little ones. It is absolutely antithetical for any Christian to be silent in a time such as this, in general, but especially when they come after the children. You have got to step up. You've got to talk about this petition. Help us get the signatures. We need to raise money so that other people we can hire and will go to hiring professional signature gatherers so they can gather the signatures so that we can try and work and live our lives. But we need to raise money. And my last thing I'm very excited to announce is that yesterday we filed our lawsuit against Rob Bonta. So Aaron Friday and I and Liberty Justice Center.
We've got a lot of people out of state and out of the country, actually.
But so goes California. So goes the rest of the country. If we can kill this here like we did.
For sure.
Mark my words, if the vaccine passport had passed here like it did in New York, like it did in Chicago, like it did in Louisiana, because you have to watch. You're talking about a war, spiritual warfare, playing out like an actual war. They went after all of the big ports. Seattle, Chicago, New York, Louisiana, and they tried to go after California. If they had taken all of us down with the passport, they would have cannibalized us from the outside in. Yes. We would be in a digital dictatorship. And they didn't. So you have to get involved. California isn't a lost cause. We have had so many tremendous wins in California, but more importantly that we cannot afford to lose this territory. I cannot leave California because if we leave California, the entire country is done. We have to fight.
People tell me we've had people tell us you need to leave California. And we say, no, we are the tip of the spear and we're staying and fighting, period.
You have to. And by the way, everyone who lives in states that Texas, Florida, Tennessee, Kansas, there have been bad governors in that state before. There is bad legislation in that state so that when a state of emergency gets declared, their rights will get suspended. If there is a nationwide state of emergency and the feds come in, even those red states have laws from previous bad governors and bad administrations that are on the books that will forcibly detain you, forcibly quarantine you, forcibly vaccinate you, forcibly... All of those are there. So people need to wake up. You cannot run away from this. It will come for you. You need to be fighting everywhere. You know, first they came for the communists and I was not a communist, so I didn't say anything. You know, then they came for the Jews. I didn't say anything because I wasn't a Jew. And then they came for me and there was nobody left for me. And we've already allowed that to happen for many, many decades. That's why we are normal people like us having these conversations, because we've allowed it to go on for too long. So we have to stop it now.
Yeah. Well, Nicole, I just want to thank you for being here, for being our guest, for sharing this. Did we cover everything? Is there something else that you need to share?
That's it. Please go to protectkidsca.com. You put in your information. It is a super secure website. We would never sell your information, but it's so that we can email you everything you need to your inbox and then also email you updates, like if anything changes, so you have all the tools at your disposal. And we will send you updates like our lawsuit against Rob Bonta. So if people could go there, donate to our lawsuit, also so that we can continue to hire signature gatherers to gather signatures for us, and then download these petitions and just start with one. Just do one 21 signature. You can do 21 signatures in 3 days. And just as soon as you do one, you'll see how easy it is. You send it in. We give you detailed instructions. And then you just, like Donna said, as soon as it's almost all the way done, you don't even need to get all the signatures. Drop it in the nearest mailbox. Get them in every single day as quickly as possible so we get that signature count up.
How is the signature count looking?
Well, part of our lawsuit against Rob Bonta, it's not as high as we would like. We're actually getting that. We've done a very hard, big push. And our signature has like increased almost threefold daily. So I actually don't have a number for you. We have our team meeting tomorrow. I can update you with that number. But I do want to mention that this is called, this is not called the, when you get this, you will be receiving the correct petition. We titled it the Protect Kids of CA Act of 2024. But Rob Bonta, which is why we sued him, called it the Restrict the Rights of Transgender Children Act. So we have people and completely misrepresents. He gave it a title in the summary because he's the attorney general. He's supposed to, but he's not supposed to give a fraudulent one, a misleading and biased and prejudicial one. But that's what he did. So we have had people who have followed me for years, know my work, know my heart, you know, trust this community, who are saying, what is this? I'm not going to sign this. And big major donors, I'm talking $250,000, $500,000, who are like, I can't donate $500,000 to an initiative that restricts the rights of transgender children. So that's our lawsuit. It's an expedited lawsuit. So hopefully we get relief very quickly from his illegal title and summary, and then things will kick up even faster. But it's still going up despite this hurdle, but it did take a long time to get it off the ground, get our lawsuit going, explain that away. And obviously he gave us the green light to do this on the last day possible, right around the Thanksgiving holiday. So we lost all of November, all of December, beginning of January, and now here we are. So we're doing a spectacular job despite all that, but not where we hoped we would be.
Well, you know, thank you for sharing all this. And I know that you have this happen to you all the time, but when you spoke to the women's group a couple of weeks ago, my women's group, mm-hmm. you know, it's amazing to see people's faces when you share what's happening. They honestly can't believe it, right?
Right, honestly. Right. They had no idea.
They live here in the state. They have children and grandchildren. They're like, no.
Yes.
No.
Well, especially Newport.
They don't know. They don't know that this horrific mutilation and destruction of young people is going on, and it's
so sad. These children will never be able to
continue. It never goes back ever. I think that there's apathy where we live, because we think that we have enough money in this community, especially that you can, you know, when COVID was around, I saw it happen there. They have their own companies, they work remotely, they have private jets, they have boats, they have private tutors, private schools, XYZ. They think that this, first of all, they mistakenly believe that this is not happening in private schools, private religious schools. This is happening there.
You mentioned that.
It's happening there too.
It's happening there.
It happens everywhere. Yes. It's happening everywhere. I mean, there are schools where it's not happening, right? I was on a radio show and he's like, this doesn't happen at my school. I'm a teacher. And I was like, I am so happy for you. You are at an amazing school. You should stay there. I wish there were more schools like that, but there are over 1,000 school districts in the state of California. And the majority of them that we've done public records requests to have confirmed that they have secret transition policies, secret shadow files that they are implementing right now. So of course there are schools that don't do this. Of course there are teachers that do not do this. We've seen Jessica Tapia and so many school teachers who are saying, we are not going to do this. We're not going to lie. We're not going to violate our religious beliefs. We're not going to be compelled to have compelled speech that violates our beliefs. Of course, there are people like that. But the majority of schools and school districts and teachers are not that way. And so people need to wake up. You cannot buy your way out of this. You cannot buy your way out of communism. You cannot buy your children's health back, their mental, emotional well-being. You cannot buy that time back with them either. So I would recommend everyone getting involved with their kids at their homes and then in their schools and communities as quickly as possible, hopefully starting with a discussion about our protectkidsca.com ballot initiative.
And for the people that are listening that and will be listening later to this recording on our podcast, if you don't live in California, but you know somebody lives here, maybe you have relatives here, you need to get the word out. You need to tell your daughters, your aunts, your cousins, your best friends, your sisters, and brothers, men too. You need to let them know that this is going on in their state. If you don't know, if you don't live in California yourself, chances are you know somebody that needs to hear this. and needs to get.
Well, involved. Anyone, no matter where you can be 18 years and older to gather the signatures. You only have to be 18 years and older to sign. You have to be a registered California voter wherever you live. Because I still have friends that are registered here and live in Tennessee, so they could sign this, and anyone in the United States can donate to this. And I would, I believe, because this is something that will roll out across the country, that we need to support this initiative. So if you are watching and you live in another state, please donate, share the information. Like you said,
and we'll post that website.
Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you so much. And thank you for being brave, because not everyone will have this conversation.
It's no, they won't. And we already said we get taken down all the time.
Nicole, I want to have a prayer.
Let's pray.
Dear God, we thank you for Nicole and for equipping her to be able to take on this fight. And we pray for the initiative, Lord, that it will be presented in such a way that people will understand the truth and vote accordingly. And so just bless this nation, and may your power be shown to the world as you continue to bring healing and hope and goodness. So we thank you, God, for what you're doing. We praise your name always and forever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for being on, and I will send you the link once it's posted on our podcast.
Amen. Thank you guys so much. Thank you for being brave and for standing up for all of us when everyone was too scared.
See you soon. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
There we go. So anyway, here we are. We're facing these challenges here in California, and I know there's other states that face this as well. I know that Florida is where our kids are. I know they've got a fantastic governor who's making
signing bills and
great decisions to protect the children and get rid of all this stuff. And so anyway, we just wanted you to know that this is going on. And we want you to know that God's in control, that we will save our kids, and that we will indeed win this battle.
Absolutely. And once again, we are a Christian ministry. We do collect an offering. Many of you listening to this podcast or to this live program tonight, the call already support us. We love you. We appreciate you. We could not do what we do, and I mean that sincerely. We could not do everything we do without your support. It would be impossible. And this is full time for us. I've worked every single day in my ministry this week. I'm really burnt out right now, but I love it. I love it. This is what God has called us to do. So thank you so much. So if you feel inclined to give, just go to our website, drschuler.org. That's drschuller.org, or robertschulerministries.org. There's a button that says I'd like to give, or go to Venmo, Robert Schuler Ministries, or you can write us at 26 Canyon Island Drive, Newport Beach, California, 92660. We love you all. We'll see you on the 15th of next month. Actually, join us on for church, 8 a.m. Pacific time, every single Sunday. We sit right here. Looks a little different because it's light out.
Yeah, it's dark.
But we sit right here. And then tomorrow morning, starting at 6:30 in the morning, and it'll be on all day. It'll be on, you know, once you post something, it's on. But my Instagram channel, again, it's The Fearless Minute. One word, The Fearless Minute, no spaces in between, with Donna Schuler. And tomorrow is Fearless Friday. So I have a 60-second message. That's it. And Monday, I'll have another 60-second message on miracles.
And that's it.
Tuesday, it'll be tips, health tips, 60 seconds. That's it. Wednesday is Wisdom Wednesdays, 60 seconds. That's it. And maybe, you know, I don't know, might go over 70 seconds, but it's called the Fearless Minute for a reason. It's a minute. Thursday is Thankful Thursday, and Friday we'll be back to Fearless Fridays again. So, okay.
I'd
love you
then.
If you do that. I mean, we love you all.
We love you, everybody. Thank you for joining us on the call. It's the 15th of the month, 6 p.m. Pacific time. What time is it?
It's time for the call.
So, hey, you have a great night.
Good night.
Thank you for being with us.
Good night.
And we'll talk again next month. Bye-bye.
We sure will. Bye-bye.